Ordinarily,
en música gaucha.
What are you doing? You're asked to move the baby again. Okay, please, no more. Thank you. Yep, kids, children, you go and have a wonderful time. Do your motion and go tell it on the mountain. Before we read the scripture, ordinarily speaking, at Mosaic House Church, we do expository preaching. What that is a preacher would take a passage from the Bible and he, she would expound on the word of the Lord. In this series called Reenacted, we are doing something different. That is to say, we are having a character from the story come and retell, reenact, as it were, from their own perspective as to what took place. And today, we have one of Magi coming to us and share the story. Now, you will hear about the star that the Magi followed. Now, what you're going to hear today is just one possible interpretation or explanation of what may have happened. The Bible doesn't give us the details, so just, you know. And for now, Brother Abraham has the honor of reading the word of the Lord. Please.
The reading of the word is from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. This is the word of the Lord.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Do 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 do. Let's see. Here. Oh. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Ooh. How I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Oh, oh. check. Instruments check. Supplies check. Yep, good stuff, good stuff. High quality. Excellent. The velocity of it is like 3.26 miles an hour. And it's very, very bubbly. The technical term would be bubblicious, I think. Yes, very bubblicious. Success. Oh. My glasses? Anybody see my glasses? Anybody? Oh, sorry. I'm a wise man, by the way. And I try my best some days, but I'm glad you're all here today. I just found something amazing, a new discovery, I'm telling you. My friend, his name is Matt Macaulay. He's some Irish guy. I gotta finish my calculations here. Yeah, that looks good. Behold, the truth of the universe! Can't you see it? Don't, aren't you not happy or excited or scared? As you can plainly see, I have proven that the Earth revolves. Wait. There's no space cops here, are there? Are you a space cop? Okay, good. Space cops are people who, you know, when you try to make new discoveries about space, they're on your butt all the time saying no, and they put you in jail and cut your hands off. It's, you know, not a big fun time. That's why I got this tinfoil hat. It helps with the space cops. Okay, this is what I discovered. That the Earth revolves around the sun! I know! What is going on? This isn't new, of course. The Greeks thought of it first. Whatever. Greeks, whatever. Big fat Greek. Anyway. I have proven it scientifically. Oh, I hope my pants don't rip falling down. Oh. I have proven it. A revolution. A new way of seeing the world is here. But let me tell you, a better revolution, a more, how should I say, fundamental cosmic revolution has happened. My wise men and I, we got this shirt grant. I think that's how you call it, right? Shirt grant? Okay, Matt knows what I'm talking about. And we got this grant to look at how the stars tell about the world around us. And we believe that the stars and the bodies are gods, and what they do up there affects what happens in the world. Or at least that's what we used to thought. So we got this grant. There was 12 of us, wise men. We traveled from where we were in the eastern part of the town or this area all the way to a place called Judea, around Jerusalem. Now, I made a drawing. I used a pen, and I drew for a couple hours, and I created this scroll. Scroll, roll down, please, scroll. This is my life's work right here. I also invented this thing called the pointy red thing. That's pretty good, eh? Whoa. What happened? How did you do that? Oh, see that? Wow, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So, all my wise men, we searched, you know, days and days, years to find out this solar, this cosmic conundrum, Bafaraburo, as we call it. And we found out that, I'm going to leave that there, that when the equinox hit, that is the time where it's equal, the days and nights are equal on Earth, the coming of spring, something was going to happen during the Aries constellation. When the equinox was near the Aries, and we believe in our culture that every constellation refers to a certain place in the world. And guess what? Aries referred to Judea. At this time, when Aries was during the equinox, there was an alignment of these heavenly bodies. The one of the most important is Jupiter. We call him Marduk. He is the most powerful god in all the universe. Now, I'm monotheistic, so I'm, you know, I don't believe that. But anyway, that's what they believed. And it would be beside kissing the moon. I'll come back to the moon. Don't worry about that. And it would be in line with the sun and Mars. And it would be in line with close to Saturn. Now, this is my notes here. We interpret what all this means, saying that a significant person will be born in Judea, that is Aries. I'll skip the moon for now, but Jupiter, Marduk, a ruler, is to be born. Someone very powerful, especially in line with the sun. And then Saturn, it's kind of the fertility god, and he's actually a little bit of a freaky, freaky guy. He likes war and power and, ooh, bloodlust. Better watch out. And then the equinox suggests there's something new happening. Spring is about to occur. Something new. And just all these other pieces kind of are telling us, highlighting for us, something big has happened. You better check it out. So what we did is look at the scriptures of Israel. And when I heard it was in Israel, I was like, Israel? That dump? Something this important is going to come out of Israel? Nothing really has been important coming out of there except for maybe Solomon, the wisest man in the world, until he married 700 wives. That was a big mistake, man. What do you expect? Anyway, so I was a little skeptical myself, okay? And we traveled for days while fighting off these wild beasts and eating rubbish. And out of the 12 of us, only 6 of us survived. It was hard. It was scary. And all the while, I was skeptical. Come on, Israel, come on. And we all decided beforehand to bring some special gifts for this to-be king. And of course, the most obvious one for a ruler would be gold. Little bling bling right here. That's how you show how powerful you are. Gold. And even I heard in the future, gold stocks make you really good still. Anyway. And then someone brought frankincense. And this is the controversial one. Well, not really controversial. But they believe, well, some of our fellow wise men believe that this person wouldn't just be a human, but it would be divine. Look at all these gods lining up to bow down and worship this baby to be born. It would be a god. And not even any god, but God greater than Marduk, Jupiter, and the moon actually, in my history, says, used to be the greatest God. It was greater than Marduk, but then the moon kind of, I don't know what happened, but he kind of lost to the shadows. He'd be greater than them combined. Boom. Jupiter, moon times two. Okay, So they brought this frankincense to say this person will be divine, the greatest being we'll ever have known. I'm still like, Israel, man, come on. And then I decided to bring a little controversial gift. It was the myrrh. Now, the myrrh is a nice gift. It is really good, but it also used when somebody, you know, kicks the bucket. You put a whole bunch of myrrh in their body so they don't stink. And at first I did it, you know, it's a nice gift, but also maybe a joke. God is dead, yeah. But when we finally made it to this being, everything changed. First off, of course, because he's a ruler, and Saturn and whatever, we got to go to Judea and go to the ruler, right? That would make sense, right? We're going to see the most powerful being born. It's going to be born in a castle, right? But we went there, and this guy, Herod, he didn't even know what we're talking about. I could see it by his eyes. He's playing off, oh, yeah, I want to worship him too. I'm like, what are you? You're a little scared, aren't you, little boy? And then he told us that this, as we were following the star, it kind of disappeared in the clouds. We didn't know where to go. We ended up there. In their scriptures, they found out that the place where the Messiah, their kind of hero they're waiting for, their being that will save them, would be born in Bethlehem. And as we were about to leave, guess what? The star appeared again. Now, I don't want to bore you too much, but we think that Jupiter went through a retrograde. Is that the right word? I gotta look at my notes again. Retrograde. Basically, it says, even though, and this is based on that the Earth revolves around the sun, and all these planets revolve around the sun. I said, all the planets revolve around the sun? I know! Wait, are you a space cop? Okay, you're good. Basically, as Jupiter and the Earth are kind of moving together, it looks like Jupiter is going backwards. So it looks like in Jupiter, the sun is going one way, and then it stops, then goes backwards, and then it goes again the other way. And that point, the star was directly in Bethlehem. So we went there. And what do we find? A little ordinary boy with his mom and dad. And we're like, this supreme being, greater than the moon and Jupiter, is a snotty little kid. I couldn't believe it. But then they shared with us how he came to be. It told us about the story of the shepherds. How the angel of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the greatest, didn't come to Herod or even to Rome. He came to these dirty shepherds. And I heard that you met one last week. Heard he was a good-looking guy. He's a little crazy, but he was okay. A shepherd. And as I did my research, the moon god, the most powerful god, is actually a god of cattle and of sheep. Sheep. And I'm going to tell you a secret, okay? I never told anybody this, okay? Don't tell anybody. Before I was an esteemed wise man, we're up there in the echelon of society, okay? We're like pop, up there. And before I worked so hard to be wise, when I was a cattle herder, Don't tell. Don't. Shh. I was the lowest of the low. I know what it means to work hard every day and not get any credit for it. I know what it means to be forgotten and looked upon and like a shepherd. And I wanted to be a wise man so much, I gave everything up to be a wise man. I left my family. And I was like, what is going on? This is not what I expected. And this little snotty boy, he's about 2 years old maybe, he could start walking already. He looks at me. And then he grabs my hand. And he starts leading me. And in that moment, I remember my dad leading me as I was carrying the cow for the first time, teaching me how to lead a cow. I think of a shepherd leading its flock. And as I held the hand of this boy, it wasn't the hand of trying to grasp for power. Look how strong I am. Follow me. Look, I'm the King of Kings. Yeah. But he is so powerful. He doesn't even have to mention it. He doesn't have to prove it. He just grabbed my hand, and all I could do was like, oh, follow. Oh. And he led me to the place where he was born. Well, he didn't lead me all the way there. It's a dramatic thing. His parents led me to where he was born. This manger. Why is it a white baby? Okay, it's okay. And blue eyes. Oh, my goodness. Okay, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. They tried. Okay, anyway. It was a brown baby with brown eyes. And this is where they led him. And this is exactly the type of place that I used to hang out as a child. And that person I had let go of, the person I hated, who I was, I felt loved by this being, that I am accepted, that I am loved. And Mary started to sing a song, and it goes like this, twinkle, twinkle, little star. No, she didn't sing that song. She sang, I wrote it down on my notes here, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, because he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. He's performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones and lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. Now, this is so interesting. In my culture, when back home, we try our best to get to the top. And we will take out anybody who gets in our way. We are like Saturn, the god of Saturn. We want to fight. We want to get to the top. The worst you can be at the bottom, rise to the top. But this God, it doesn't say, come to the top or else. He says, I am going to bring down the powerful and the proud who are against me. When I see this little manger, he's not going to do it like a Saturn with a sword and destroy everything. He's going to do it in a new way. In a way like he led me, a loving way. And these gods that we understand are nothing like that. They're always hungry for power and strength and trying to get ahead. But this baby, this child, it just wanted to be. It just was the most powerful. And when it interacted with us, all I felt was love. Because true love is giving yourself, giving up your life for the sake of another. It's not taking lives, taking names. It's giving up your life, giving up your name. That's true power. That's the God I want to follow. And I still don't understand everything, okay? We kind of left it there. We took all our notes. This is all my notes for the journey right here. I hold it in my heart. We took our notes, and then as we were getting ready to leave. I didn't want to leave. I wanted to learn more. I wanted to. And we knew that, should we go see Herod? We don't want to be, you know, not good guests. Then that night, everyone had a dream. They were all a little bit different, but they all had the same message. My dream was, there's a little lamb in a field. And on one side of the field was Herod with a big knife. Ooh, a bloody knife. Another side of the field was green pastures, a beautiful meadow. And I took that to mean, we shouldn't tell Herod. We got to go another way. And we walked all the way back home. And I was wrestling, who is this baby? And his baby's name was Jesus, the Lord saves. Who was he? And I was struggling because I had given everything away to become a wise man. I rejected my family. I had done bad things to get to this position. Now was I ready to give it all up again to follow Jesus? It was so hard. I love being a wise man. But the love I felt from this Jesus was so strong, so pure. I had to say yes to him. I had to love him. Now I'm back in my hometown, and people don't really like me very much. So I'm that's what worry about space cops, okay? There's a reason. I still got my hands. Thank you, Lord. And I'm still figuring out this thing out. I'm still figuring out what it means to follow Jesus. And I, you know, as my research, you know, the world can be reduced to two things: matter and energy. And matter can be fermions and bosons, right? Okay, I got some professors nodding their heads. Okay, that's right, I'm a wise man. Two things only. And as I read the Old Testament of Israel, and even Solomon, he wasn't bad. Actually, there's some richness there. I read all these Ten Commandments and all the other laws, and I think, oh, it's going to be hard to follow this God. I love pork, man. Oh, I love pork. I love bacon. Ooh, bacon-wrapped bacon. And ooh, all the good stuff. And ooh, yeah, amen, amen. I don't want to be, you know, when you're 8 days old, they do a little guillotine. Whoosha! I don't want to do that, okay? I don't want to see my kids go through that, okay? And but at the same time, when Jesus led me, he was saying, I love you for who you are as a cattle herder. So I'm thinking maybe. There's more to it than following all those laws. And when I think about the Ten Commandments and all those laws, I can reduce it to two things. Love God and love your neighbor. I think I could do that. I believe I can do that. And I'm not sure where this will go, but I'm going to follow Jesus. He is the Lord. He is the God of gods. Born in Judea, Israel, Jesus of Nazareth. I will, with all my heart, follow him because he has set me free. He has changed my life. Well, if you guys are space cops, I'm ready. I'm ready to go, okay? You can shoot me with your lasers or whatever you got. But thank you for listening to me. Oh, my goodness, pants don't rip. Okay, good. And as I was, you know, okay, this popped in my head. Maybe the earth is round. Okay, that's another thing. Thank you so much for listening to me. I'm honored to be here. Jesus is Lord. the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
Join me in prayer, please. Newborn King, the Lord of all lords, and the King of all kings, Emmanuel, we worship you. As the Magi worshiped you, as the shepherds worshiped you, as Mary and Joseph and all those who heard the good news and came and saw you, they worshiped you. So now we do the same, for you are worthy, you are majestic, you are sovereign. You are kind, you are generous, patient, full of grace, mercy, and truth. Yes, Lord Jesus, we follow you. And when we follow you, for you are worthy, there is a cost, isn't there, Lord? The cost of discipleship, the cost of humbling ourselves and letting go of ourselves, and letting you be our Lord and God. So would you receive our gifts? Not frankincense, not gold, not myrrh. We offer ourselves. Yes, Lord, we offer up ourselves. Receive us, O Lord. We lay ourselves before your throne. Glory to God in the highest. In Jesus' name we pray, and God's people said, Amen. Would you rise with me, and let's sing this song as a response.